The coronavirus variant could also boost inflation. I'm David Brancaccio. Uncertainties surrounding the Omicron variant of coronavirus and central bank plans to back off some economic stimulus are two forces blowing through financial markets. While the Dow fell nearly 2% yesterday, the indexes are up briskly this morning. Let's consult a person who follows this closely. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the sell-off we saw yesterday, that's not just Omicron. I say just Omicron, but there are other factors there.
There are other factors. So yesterday we had the Omicron news come out, but at the same time, we had the chairman of the Fed talking about what he thinks the future holds and how the Fed is going to approach interest rates going forward. That makes a big difference to the market. They're keenly tuned in to how interest rates should play out over the next multiple months. And the Fed is saying that perhaps there's a change in how they're going to handle it. Maybe they're going to speed up the removal of support. And so the economy, they feel, is getting back on track. That means we're one step closer to them beginning to raise interest rates.
Yes, because we don't know much about the variant. We're still waiting for more of the research, more of the science. But if it means more friction at borders, that delays items coming through borders, that can contribute to further inflation.
That's right. One of the issues here is that with the Omicron, there's concern that supply chain issues are going to last longer. If people don't want to go back to work, we're still going to have problems getting inventories restocked and goods back on the shelves. That means that prices are going to go up as a result. And with that, we see the advent of inflation. That's what the market's really concerned about. And it means that the Fed, with inflation, is going to have to raise interest rates to try and tamp that down. The offset there is with Omicron coming into the economy, perhaps the Fed should be supporting the economy. So now there are cross currents as to whether the Fed needs to keep interest rates low or raise them to offset inflation.
And then, of course, we look at today, this morning, the mood has shifted a bit.
Absolutely. Remember that the market is fickle. So yesterday we had a big move down, but at the same time, we had today investors thinking overnight that maybe this isn't so bad. We're going to be okay, and we'll get through this Omicron. And we're seeing the market indicate up because investors are starting to move past it already. Remember that knee-jerk reaction is common for investors in this type of environment.
Well, as we say about the weather, if you don't like the stock market, wait a minute. Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities, Aviva Investors. Thank you.
Thank you.
U.S. officials are working on tightening COVID testing rules for travelers coming into the country. That's all travelers, both U.S. and foreign. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this. What are some options?
Well, there are a number of ideas being considered, David, and no official announcement yet, but we did hear from Rochelle Walensky yesterday, the director of the Centers for Disease Control. At a virtual briefing, she said the U.S. is stepping up efforts as officials race to respond to the Omicron variant.
CDC is evaluating how to make international travel as safe as possible, including pre-departure testing closer to the time of flight and considerations around additional post-arrival testing and self-quarantine.
So three ideas there, testing closer to when people get on flights, more testing after they get off flights, and self-quarantines.
This is all a work in progress, though.
It is. The CDC did clarify that they're considering requiring everyone get tested one day before they get on an international flight to come to the U.S. So that's whether you're vaccinated or not. Right now, only the unvaccinated have to do that. Other elements of what they might do, unclear yet. But if there are anything but blanket travel bans, David, presumably airlines would like that because they're trying to get international flights going again. The trade group International Air Transport Association has already called for alternatives to border closures, and the World Health Organization has criticized travel bans as well.
All right, Nova, thank you. Japan today ordered all airlines to stop selling tickets to flights into that country through the end of December, the strictest approach of any democracy. Before it was layaway, pay slowly, and then when you're paid up, you finally get the object of your desire, versus get it now, pay later. Payment platforms work with retailers to let customers pay over time, not unlike, of course, using a credit card. Purchases made through companies like Affirm and Afterpay were up more than 20% on Monday, Cyber Monday. This according to Adobe Analytics. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
Online shopping has exploded during the pandemic, so it makes sense that these buy now, pay later programs that mostly live online have become popular too. Also, people shopped early this year instead of spreading out their purchases and finances over the holiday season. Sheridan Trent at the Straw Hacker Group says most buy now, pay later users are millennials who are more credit card averse after going through the ups and downs of the financial crisis and now the pandemic.
I think many of them have student debt, and they may be reluctant to take on what they would view as even more debt.
She says buy now, pay later can be a good alternative for some, but that shoppers should be careful. Studies show people on payment programs usually buy more. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And out of Hayden, Alabama, the sheriff says a FedEx driver has been dumping packages into a ravine out in the woods at least six times. 450 customers are still sorting the mess. Not clear why. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.